around Christmas time.
Christmas gift? Yes.
As a greeting?
As a game, to beat the other fellow to it, you know. It used to be among the young people, Christmas gift.
Do they use that anymore? They don't?
No, not much.
Not much?
Not much. That went out about the same time as April Fool did, you know.
Suppose you had a heavy suitcase and you say, whew, I'm glad I don't have to, what? This very car.
Tote?
Lug? Lug or tote?
Tote is a word you use. Back in the, you know. Tote, carry, lug.
What different names did you have for an animal with a hard shell? And if you scare it, it pulls in its neck and its feet.
Well, they call them a gopher down here.
It's on dry land?
Yeah, the other parts of the country where they write these reference works, you know, they say that's all wrong. The gopher's a little furry animal. The four legs, quadruped. But I think now that the man told me, I never saw it in these reference works. But they say that gopher is allowed now. The correct name of him is Burrowing Tortoise.
Mm.
Burrowing Tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
He's a small model of that fellow that used to live on the Galapagos Island out in the Pacific, South Pacific.
It's a big one.
He's a small model of the same thing.
Uh-huh. You ever use the word terrapin?
Terrapin, but it's a different kind of sort of...
Terrapin?
He's a reptile family, but he's a different sort of thing. I think he takes to the water more than anywhere else.
Oh, I see. And what is the... you ever hear cooter?
Cooter? Yeah.
He lives in the water all the time, does he?
Hard-shell cooter?
Uh-huh.
Alligator?
Uh-huh.
Alligator turtle? Alligator?
Alligator turtle?
Alligator turtle, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's quite a fellow, too.
How about,
A cooter that goes all right down here, cooter, terrapin, turtle.
And hog intestines that you eat?
Chitlins.
And, flat bottom boat that you oar, that you use with oars, that you row with an oar?
Yeah, canoe. You don't use a canoe, you just use one paddle, one man. Made
yeah,
for one
canoe,
man.
A canoe is round. These are flat bottomed.
They don't call it a scow, do they? What is a scow?
They might call them scows here.
We have two types in the Navy, one for one man to row. Little old boat, kind of like canoes, at the flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had another lifeboat. 10 men, you know.
You ever hear of bateau?
Bateau. But I never was able to give it in the Navy, but I didn't know when the bateau differed from other types of boats. I just didn't get the full definition there, the full description of the thing fixing my mind.
Uh-huh. And you put a pillow into a... What kind of... you put a pillow into what sort of... Of cover.
Mattress cover? Slip?
Pillow slip. And if a woman is wearing beads, you might say, that's a pretty what? What about beads?
String of beads?
String. And,
They work along the string, they have it.
Do you ever hear of parabeads? Parabeads?
How do you spell it?
That's a nice pair of beads.
Pair? I know how it, sometimes they come double. Two strings in one. They come together back up here, you know.
That's a pair.
But all along the way, there's two of them. That's where the pair comes in at, two.
Uh-huh.
Pair of beads, yeah.
If two men have a fight and the one defeats the other one, you say, that man really what the other one? He really...
Drubbed him?
Uh-huh.
Walloped him?
Wallop? Drub? You ever say...
Him a drubbing?
Whop? Ever what?
Walloped?
Yeah.
Walloped.
Uh-huh. And if men sit around like this and talk,